Okay, sure. Let's take a quick review of some of the things we talked about last week. Some of the things we talked about, I wish more of the Olam would be here because I'm going to add to what was said. What is a TA? What's Mantis? All right, here are some details about task analysis, and I'll be unfolding details as we go along because it becomes overwhelming if you hear it in one shot, really. How do I know what components there are? How do I arrive at the list of components that it takes up to make any project, whatever it is, come to fruition? What does it mean? Like fruit. Actually bear fruit. So here are the four steps one needs to do, and it goes for everything you do, regardless of what it is. It is not necessarily endemic to education exclusively. The first is, you need to brainstorm. So tell me all the things I needed to do to get this far. And just sit down with a piece of paper and write. Everything. You will find out, as you put all your thoughts to paper, that some of those things overlap and are superfluous, unnecessary. So the next step is, you eliminate those things that are either unnecessary or that they overlap. That's step two. So you'll wind up with a list of 20 things on a piece of paper, and you will have crossed out a half a dozen. And the third is sequencing. So what comes first or what comes second? In other words, which thing do I need to do before I need to do the next? And you organize them in the same way, in sequence. First I have to do this, and second I have to do that, and third I need to do something else. And then finally, once you know what all the steps are, it's easy to say, well, this went well, this went well, this did not go well. Where do you need to go back to? You don't need to go back to all the steps that went well. You just need to go back to make sure that the step that did not go well works this time. And sometimes you don't need to even reteach all the things that followed. That's the way it is with teaching. It's the way it is with everything. Regardless of what your project is. When I hand out a project to somebody, one of the first things I ask him to do is to do a ladder diagram. What are you going to do first? What are you going to do second? Give me a ladder diagram of what's going to happen. And I will approve the ladder diagram. Now I know that you know what needs to be done. The second thing I will tell him is give me a timeline. I want to know what's this going to take, what's that going to take, and then I approve that or change it. You spend too much time on this, not enough time on something else. And invariably, once you finish those two pratim, you know that the individual, whoever it is that's doing what he's doing, or whether you're doing it yourself, you know that you have it organized enough so that you can take one step at a time. Everything I do personally, I do the same way, and I've been doing it for 25 years, 30 years. Sure. So TA has four steps before you do anything else. The first four steps are, number one is brainstorming. Second is eliminating unnecessary and superfluous things. The third is sequencing and then evaluating where the mistake went. In subsequent weeks, I'll follow up on some of the other things that follow beyond that. But for now, that's enough.
What is a ladder diagram?
We'll get to that too. A ladder means sulam mutzavatsa, and it's step by step. A sulam. What has to come first? You can't climb the third step before you've been on the first. It's called a ladder diagram. Stop me if I say something which is a step ahead, so just stop me. Thank you.
How do you know what's in the first step?
Because you sit first and you brainstorm. And then you start sequencing. So which thing that needs to happen in order for this to happen? For this, nothing. I can start from this. Okay, that's your bottom step. Next. Das ist eine Machschabe-Sache. Durchtracht nach Sachen im Ganzen. Okay, let's get on with some things I want to talk about this week. I would like to review and finish all of F. We didn't finish E, but to finish all of F, establishing classroom routines. We got to get on a little bit. So we'll talk about Kololei Chinuch Vahadroche, Perek Tev Zayin. Let me understand what the Rebbe said, though. Al-Kain, Hinam Chanuch Vahamadrich, Levad Zeis, Asher Tzorch Lechsem Echunuch Vahamudroch, Le'at Le'at. Obviously, Kemar Gil Satinik Lolechet Sa'ad Achat Sa'ad. What's wrong with saying La'at La'at? Why do I have to add Sa'ad Achat Sa'ad? Sivat HaMelitzah. What's the difference in La'at U'la'at and Sa'ad Achat Sa'ad? More.
One is honest,
the other one is
from
what? Okay.
One is in the perspective of the teacher, the other one is in the perspective of the Talmud.
Okay, they're both really in perspective of both.
One's a pace and one's a sequence.
All of the above. Ich will sagen, ich meine, ich verstehe die Sache. La'at la'at is the tempo. Yet I verstehe, even if I take little steps, I can't go too quickly. Which is an extremely important thing for anybody to recognize, that just because you now have gone through all the steps doesn't mean somebody can go through as quickly as you have gone through. So the Malamed needs to, in his own mind, pace himself. Even if you do everything that's necessary, but you haven't paced yourself according to the Chushim of the Talmud, you're doomed to failure. And the next is, even if you go slowly, it doesn't mean the Talmud is going to learn. The reason he won't learn is because you haven't taken Sa'ad, achat sa'ad. What's the first step? In other words, you have to do a task analysis. What's the first? What's the second? What's the third? Even if you go slowly, just because you say every word very, very carefully and you enunciate, it doesn't mean you are teaching. It means you are talking. What's the difference between talking and teaching? What's the difference between talking and teaching? Even if you talk very slowly. Why is that not teaching? Because when you talk, you are thinking about what you want to say. And when you teach, you're thinking about what the makabel is makabel. And that's the difference between these two. You can learn a lot of shorter minutes. But it just shows that every word is bedik, but ikonis. The next is, Hamchanach v'amadrech hasamdaiti v'libe l'aseder ha-mesuder. Now that he knows he has to organize himself, l'fichushi ha-talmit, b'kdim v'icho, b'ifane ha-droche v'atikun, b'achzok esavtoch esamayles, u'magam b'tchias v'asoches ha-chesreines. There's also a sequence here. Hachzok esavtoch esamayles, tchias v'asoches ha-chesreines comes next. I want to stop for a moment on the word yesod musod. What meant this was? A yesod only is a foundation. If you only build yesodis and you don't build the building, the yesod itself will also be corrupted. It'll rain, it'll snow, your yesodis will crack. You have very good yesodis. Too frequently in a classroom, we stop at Yesodis. We stop at the basics. Those who teach Chumash. Anybody teach Chumash here? So I remember 10 years ago, if you would have said, teach the kid to find the Shirish, they would have said, what's that? But now everyone, find the Shirashim, the Shirashim. The Shirashim is one tiny Yesod. But if you don't learn Oisiz Kedumis, and if you don't begin to understand the T.S. Hashem Va'apoel, you got no place. So, it's a yesod upon which you have to build. Yesh loy zog de Rebbe, lekavois, tos no gomisht, lekavois l'teitzores tevis v'teyelos. Sure. We'll stop at this a little bit later on also. There's another diuk here. The Meretz is the Das. It's interesting that both of these represent two in Yanim Mechsidis, Ployas Yesis and Dachisam Bina, Bina Vedas. That's also not for now. But I just want to point out to you the dichotomous of every word in Kloachin of Vadrochim. And that was Kenelam. Okay. Was aber gewollt, sagen am Meister, aber du wolltest sehen. Was aber gewollt, vergessen, schaffst du was? Ah, about Seder. I heard from Shalom Ber Gordon, Oliver Shalom, that the first year he went out to be a Rav in Newark, something like Tovshin Vov, the Friedrich Rebbe called him in for Yechidus. And he asked him, "Du weißt, wie mir redt mit der Balabos?" No. And it was difficult for the Rebbe to speak in those things. "Du weißt doch die alle Sachen." "Du weißt, wie mir redt der Balabos." Warte. That's an, the Rebbe Balabos that me feeling in bod. Bosh meitus. In the old days, in the bathhouses, the higher class bathhouses would have a shvitz bod. A shvitz. And the shvitz wasn't just a common shvitz with some electrical current like you have today. There was a big pot-bellied stove, and there were coals, open coals, and there was something which boiled on the stove and created vapor. Then there were benches. The higher up you went on the benches, hot air rises, the steam rises, the hotter it was. The lower down, it was a little bit cooler, the erich. You started down at the bottom level, and then you'd work your way up. Once you sweated your way through and you were comfortable at the level you were at, you went to a higher level and a higher level. The top halacha was to get your blood flowing, so to speak. They would have little leaves, branches of willows and so forth. And when your skin is warmed up and you're sweating, so it creates a very good, strong blood flow. Makes your skin rosy and so forth. So the Rebbe said to him, "V'eis v'minem tabalabos in bod. Freya varent menemon. Dennoch hebt men een woef. Dennoch kan men hem geven een patch." And that's what the Rebbe is saying here. Just for somebody to want to find the chesroinus, was for a mailo is to hem gezogt, ad hoz de recht hem te zogen van die zijn al chesroin. Het bechlal, a very important thing to think about. Before you tell a child, any chesroin, privately and certainly publicly, did you give him a compliment that you have the right to tell him a chesom? And the Rebbe says it here clearly. Okay, let's get some real work done also. We are up to, if you recall, B under E, basic principles and rules.